Hey, hey, hey! Welcome back to Dan's Miscellaneous Ramblings. Is it time for me to get into... Wait, no, I forgot to say the episode before... I have to do that before I start talking. Episode 111. Now I can talk in this wonderful voice. I don't know if the mic can even pick it up, but, yeah. How you doing? Today, I want to talk about moss. Why? Because I went to a nature preserve today, and there is a lot of moss. And I appreciate moss. Sorry for anyone on the Discord who had to wait, how many minutes? Like 20 minutes for me to start this. So, oops. I'm actually looking in the Discord, and people are actually talking about the frog episode right now. That's pretty funky. I'm going to actually tell them, yo, get on the cast. I am recording right now. Okay. So let's see if the, oh, hey, there's one of them already. Howdy, Leland. Nice to see you in the chat. So today I'm going to talk about moss. I'm pulling up the Wikipedia page for moss because that's the most just reliable source of information. Moss. It's a type of plant. And they're small, non-vascular, flowerless plants that typically form in dense green clumps or mats. It's really, really, really pretty. I love moss so much. It makes me so happy. Moss just, it brings me so, so much joy. All right. Everyone, welcome Leland Jones. Apparently I decided to connect him.
Yeah, you made this mistake yourself. Allow me to ask, how does my voice sound? Is it, like, really quiet?
No, it's bearable.
It's not like the loudest thing. But I fixed the issue.
I'm glad. I'm going to give you the magic spell sound.
Oh, all I did is I just stopped using the Bluetooth function on these headphones. I just plugged them in.
Yeah, I mean, that'll
works wonders.
You ready to talk about moss, or are you just coming in to say that and leaving?
Oh, no, I am always prepared to talk about moss, you know? I love moss.
No, as a man of grass, what is your opinion on moss in relation to grass?
Well, I mean, in relation to grass, obviously grass is way better, but, you know, moss makes a close third as far as my plants go.
What is your second favorite plant, then?
It's not a real plant. It's a fictional plant that sucks people's blood when you throw it at them. It's like a vampiric flower. I think it's pretty
what,
epic.
A mandrake?
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, if you water a plant with the blood of a vampire, I believe. Plant with vampire blood. I think it's a mandrake. Mandrake.
I mean, the plant itself... I guess the plant itself would be what's vampiric in this case. It isn't like you have to have a vampire. I don't even think there are vampires.
Well, I mean, there straight up is a plant called a mandrake.
Yeah.
But they're... let's see. Plant from watering with blood. I think it's a... I don't know. I remember I read a post once. It was like, if you read a... not read. If you... feed a human vampire blood, you get this. If you feed a plant vampire blood, or water a plant with vampire blood, you get a mandrake. If you do this with it, then you get this. I don't remember. But if you put it in your car, we don't know what happens, but probably something good. Let's try it. Coming soon to you. Vampire.
Incredible. I don't know. The mandrake looks pretty cool, so I guess I'll take the spot.
Sure.
Apparently mandrake is a root of a plant, and you know... That's pretty cool.
Fair. Okay, moss. We have to actually talk about moss this episode.
Yep.
Wait, hold on. I have to... Give me a sec. Vampire. All right, now we can go.
You probably shouldn't eat moss. All right, that's my two cents on the matter. How about you?
I'm glad. Okay. Why can't... I want to eat moss, actually. I would love to shovel moss into my mouth.
But think of the bacteria...
Let's see. I'm trying to find... Let's see. Where's the best part of this Wikipedia article? DNA repair? Hold on.
Oh, that's absolutely the best part.
They've been used as a model organism. The moss... Archimetrella patens to show how plants repair damage to their DNA, especially the repair mechanism known as homologous recombination, which means that genetic information is exchanged between two similar or identical molecules of a double-strained or single-strained nucleic acids, which is used to repair harmful breaks that occur on both strands of the DNA. So it looks...
It's actually rather useful.
Yeah, that's really... So NOS is apparently a really, really good way to show that.
Well, it's good in use in that context. You shouldn't eat it, though. If you have, like, any form of allergy, it will increase the reaction of that. And it also releases a lot of toxic compounds into the air. It could also release those into your body, you know? So it's, you know?
I do know. So if plants can't repair DNA damage, for example, the double strand breaks, and their somatic cells, they can lose normal functions or die. And if it occurs during meiosis, the part of sexual reproduction, they can become infertile. So the genome of P. patens, this moss, has been sequenced, and several genes involved in DNA repair have been identified, which helps show us how that works in all plants.
Oh, yeah, no.
So I think that's really, really interesting. Let's check out the chat. It looks, oh, geez.
Have you seen Moss Balls?
Dude, I love Moss Balls, but first I have to say thank you, Sammy, for the clap. You've given me 15 cents. Moss Balls, I had a Moss Ball, and I think his name was Randy Moss because my friend Zach decided to tell me to name him that. And I'm like, you know what? Sure. We also had a Moss Ball named Rex, and I don't remember the other one. I think they have all passed at this point, sadly.
Oh. Do moss balls die, or do they just kind of... I guess it makes sense that they die.
I mean, eventually. Any plant can die.
Yeah, even redwoods, despite how improbable it seems.
Redwoods are probably my favorite tree.
They're an incredibly good tree, and they live for, like, so long. I think it's, like, 500 to 600 years.
Yeah, it's insane. But we gotta talk about moss. I mean, you can put moss in trees. So
well, yeah, that's cool. You can put moss in anything, really.
I saw moss on the ground. I saw moss on rocks. There was so much moss. I'm pretty sure that when we were in this like nature area today, and I just saw moss everywhere, and it was just amazing.
Oh yeah, no, moss is incredibly hype. Not to mislead, I was not the one he was referring to who was there. I would never go out into nature and see moss. I only look at it through the computer. Let me be completely clear.
In fact, moss ball is actually a type of algae. It's not even moss. But it's called a Marimo moss ball. And they're Japanese and Northern European. They live in lakes. And they're adorable. The U.S. government is begging you to destroy moss ball. Oh, I'm clicking on this article.
Oh, it's probably something similar to do with tumbleweeds. Do you know about the whole tumbleweed like issue in America? If not, do you want to hear about it?
Sure.
All right. So here is the issue with tumbleweeds. Dan, what's the first thing you could think of when you think of a tumbleweed?
I think of those little balls of just like sticks and stuff that just roll around the desert, you know? Conveniently timed in Western movies.
Yeah. Do you know about how they club together because they are extremely sticky?
I can imagine it. They're made of sticks, so I assume they're sticky.
Oh, yeah, I know. You could look up tons of pictures of... Well, oh my... That took me a hot minute. but yeah, no. If you look up any form of like picture of a buildup of tumbleweeds, this, keep in mind, very dry, flammable ball of sticks, commonly used in Tinder, as a fire starter, you can probably see where the issue begins.
Oh my god, imagine, so you're saying that in Mario, when there's the fireballs across the desert, those are actually based in reality?
I mean, if they're meant to be tumbleweeds, they very easily could be, yes.
I mean, it's not explicitly stated they aren't tumbleweeds, they're just like little balls of fire that will bounce around.
That is true. They could also just be sentient flame, because it is canon in the Mario universe that you can't just gain the power to create fire from your hand. Like, that's not, like, a thing that's caused by the flower specifically. It's dumb.
Oh, I just figured out why the moss balls, they're asking you to destroy them.
Oh, why is that? I have curiosity.
It's because apparently 32 pet stores, or no, pet stores in 32 American states were found to be selling mothballs studded with zebra mussels. And that's something the U.S. government hates. Because, you know, they go everywhere, and I'm pretty sure they hurt things. They just cling on to everywhere and, well, are able to survive outside of water for several days, and they don't have any predators and eat a bunch of things.
I mean, good. They should be getting rid of those.
There's a beach near our house, in where you would recognize as... Actually, no, I probably shouldn't say the name of it.
I know the beach you're talking about. We went there once.
Yeah, it's the same beach. It got shut down for, like, a couple months because they found zebra mussels there.
Oh, dear. I didn't realize that those would be able to get close to a place like the one that we live in.
Yeah, so, no, the zebra mussels get everywhere, man. Especially like anytime that they're... tumbleweeds. Ugh. I actually saw a tumbleweed once, I think.
Please don't tell me you saw it near here. That means they've spread extremely far.
It was probably in a zoo or something, but...
Tumbleweed in a zoo?
Dude, imagine it putting tumbleweeds in a, like, the tumbleweed enclosure in the zoo, and they just, put giant fans around so it'll constantly blow them around.
You know, that would be actually pretty incredible, I think. You probably have to, encase it in glass. Well, I mean, yeah, this is kind of close to moss, right?
Yeah, I'm sure this is the moss adjacent episode.
Can we domesticate tumbleweeds? I hate to tell you, we already have.
It is true.
There are labs that are trying to find ways to effectively kill tumbleweed. It's extremely hard.
A domesticated tumbleweed is just called a dust bunny.
Oh my god.
I'm going to hit the comedy button again. I don't know how funny that was, but I'm hitting the comedy button.
I don't know, but honestly, a dust bunny being the name for a domesticated version of that is surprisingly wholesome for this literal devilish, like, this plant basically from the underworld, because I'm not swearing on this good podcast.
Talking about the place isn't a swear word.
Okay, yeah, this plant from hell, then, if you will. Because that's basically what they are. They're so bad.
I have to say, I have not seen the inherent danger in tumbleweeds before today. But now, I will make sure to just deck any tumbleweed.
You fool, that doesn't work. By the time you see them, they're probably already dead.
That's the issue. Yeah, but I'll punch them apart.
Ah, okay. You could go at it with a chainsaw. Maybe that might work.
I think I could rip a tumbleweed apart.
Maybe.
I apologize to Sophia in the chat for getting yelled at for saying hell. That was not... I mean, that was your choice to say that word, so... I'm sorry it happened.
Okay. Sophia, how do you know... Okay, listen. Sophia's claiming that this is purple hair phobic. How do you know I don't have purple hair?
It is true.
Again, I have never revealed my face to people that don't already know me.
And actually, I could have purple hair as well, because I've not sent... you've not seen a selfie in me in at least 10 days.
For all you know, I have shoulder-length purple hair.
Yeah, you could.
I could. And I'm just going to say I do, so I can win that debate that I entered myself.
Let's see. Okay, so let's real quick wrap it back to moss facts before we...
Yeah.
So what did we learn today about moss?
Moss is... We didn't learn this until I literally just about to say it, but apparently they're ancient. Like, that's it.
I believe that
moss ancient. I just looked up 7 interesting things about moss, and that was the first one. They also don't have roots, and they're tougher than they look. I don't know why that one's in there, because they're tougher than they look is a completely subjective statement.
To be fair, moss does not look very tough, so I think that it's objective adjacent.
Well, but here's the thing, though. I actually think it looks rather tough, because grass is the toughest plant of all, and it looks extremely similar to grass.
I could pluck any grass.
Well, yeah, but could you pluck all the grass? I don't think so.
Well, I mean, that's just because there's a lot of grass. That's not strength. That's just numbers.
Well, here's the thing, though. You can find strength in numbers.
Yeah, I mean, the number 4 definitely protects me.
Oh, yeah, it does. From, I don't know, the number 2, I guess.
Actually, 7 would protect me from specifically the letter, or the number 9, not letter.
Ah, yeah, of course. 7's also cannibal, though, you know, it's kind of... I wouldn't hire 7 as a bodyguard, personally.
If I was gonna hire if I, like, ate things, that would make myself taste bad, so he wouldn't cannibal me.
What do you think a number tastes like?
That's...
Like, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
I mean, the 2 number 9s, a number 15. I mean, you can...
So numbers taste it tastes like lettuce.
Combo meals.
Okay, I can see that.
Though we are going to have to get to the song that's been on our mind the whole episode.
Hold on.
Please don't grab the thing.
No, I'm not grabbing that right now. Let's see. Okay, this is a, you know what? This is a fun kids song that I found when looking up grass song. It's called "And the Grass and the Green Grass Grew." I'm sure that song sounds incredibly good, and I'm not going to listen to it to confirm. You're just going to have to trust me on that.
All right, well, I'm going to...
Sorry to the person that just joined. We're almost over.
I'm just going to...
Uh-oh, barely. Look,
I'm just
going to
say the song that's been
song.
On my mind all episode so that we don't have to end on that. The song that's been on my mind all episode is "Arms Tonight" by Mother Mother. Okay, thank you. That's gonna be all for today. I hope you all have a wonderful day.
I hope you do as well.
Yeah, I'll see you all next time. Why do you have to do that?
I have to. Gotta understand. Chat. Tell me I'm doing well.
Fine, I'll wait for the chat to tell you chat, that you're doing well. Okay, there. You got recognition. You happy?
Actually, rather.
Okay. I hope you all have a wonderful day, and goodbye!